Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
Did I tell you? I don't think I did. Well, of course I didn't, but I'm so excited. I'm going to make a chocolate cake for one in a mug in the microwave tonight, and I am so stoked about it. From WBEZ Chicago, this is Nerdette. Good morning. I'm Greta Johnson. It is Tuesday, March 31st, and I am on the floor of my bedroom closet, which means this must be another edition of Nerdette's Introvert's Guide to the Good Life. So today we are going to talk all about pets. Because I don't know about y'all, but as a person who lives alone, I am so grateful for the company of my corgi Scout and my cat Seth, even though my cat Seth is extremely aggressive. So somebody who's taking pet appreciation to the next level is my buddy John Hodgman.
Hey Greta, how are you?
John Hodgman, how's it going?
Well, you know, it's exactly what it is.
It's a weird time.
John is the guy from those Mac versus PC ads back in the early aughts. He was also on The Daily Show for a while, and he played the bougie public radio host from Bougie Eagleton on Parks and Rec.
Welcome to Thought for Your Thoughts. I'm your Pawnean host, Derry Merbles.
And I'm your Eagletonian host, August Clementine.
Yes, if you have not heard our program in a while, Thought for Your Thoughts now has a co-host thanks to the Pawnee-Eagleton merger.
I believe that is the Eagleton-Pawnee merger, Nespa.
And now John is hosting a show that you're going to love. It's called Get Your Pets, and it's on Instagram Live. So I called John up on the old Skypes to talk about it.
As you said today on Get Your Pets, you talked about how you are one of the first celebrities to do Instagram Live stuff, because you've been doing this for like months now.
Let's put quotation marks around everything. First, probably not true. Celebrity, really not true.
I mean, you know.
I mean, but it's true. It's true that it's true. There are a couple of things that are true. One is that I saw that I could go live on Instagram, and as I was talking live on Instagram. Because, like, Instagram celebrities have been doing this all the time, right? And some real celebrities,
yes,
too. And that's where I want to be. I just want to remain relevant to the people. So I started going on Instagram, and I was like, I don't know what to say. And then I saw a little thing where I could press a button, and I saw this list of people who had requested to join my feed. And I didn't know any of them. And I pressed one of their names just to see what would happen. And all of a sudden they popped, like the screen split, and we were talking to each other, and this was terrifying. I was having this FaceTime with a total stranger. Now my fans, the people who know about me and my projects, Judge John Hodgman, get iPodius, get your pets, whatever it is I do, my books, Medallion Status and Vacation Land, like, they're all nice people. So I didn't have a problem with that. But then I saw this person had a dog in the background. I'm like, forget about you. Tell me about your dog. And that began every now and then mid-afternoon live Instagram talk show where I interview people's pets. And it kind of ramped up when I was, for obvious reasons, when I was promoting my book Medallion Status. But as soon as schools were canceled and stuff started shutting down, I realized we all need some therapy, dog and cat and bird and tarantula or whatever in our lives. Why don't I do Get Your Pets as often as possible? And so I've been doing it every weekday now. This is the second week.
Hey, everybody, it's Get Your Pets with me, John Hodgman. It's 4:04 p.m.
Gus is very flat right now.
What is your name, human being?
I'm Peter.
Hi, Peter. Where are you in the world?
I'm in Michigan.
Gus, you're a beautiful hot dog of a dog. You're just a long, cute tube.
He's the longest corgi that I've ever met.
Let's get a real, let's go from, can you just do the camera from nose to tail?
Yes, can you lay down? Lay down, buddy.
Do you think people are getting like extra good benefit out of Get Your Pets these days just because it is, you know, I think it just seems to me like people are turning to so many different ways of figuring out how to interact with each other while in social isolation. Do you find that people are extra responding now?
Well, I realized when I started Get Your Pets sometime in the previous calendar year, back when society existed and we could all meet and get together, I realized even then that it was probably the most important work I could ever do, because it was so clear the happiness that it brought to everyone who tuned in. I mean, just looking at people's pets, there's a reason why they're so popular on the internet, these cats and dogs. It's like pure serotonin. And that's why it was equally clear once everyone got sent home from work that people were hurting and grieving and worrying and full of anxiety. It probably be a good time to show people some pictures of cats and dogs not giving a poop because they don't know any better. You know, it's very soothing to me as well. I love to see all these pets. I love to see all these pets not caring and all these people surviving.
That is a really beautiful way of putting it, actually. What's the strangest pet that you've seen? I guess, really, I should ask you, what's the strangest pet that you've interviewed, right?
Yeah.
Because you're interviewing them?
Well, I try to interview the pets, but many of them don't speak English. I often ask their people, like, what is it that makes, you know, Pepper really annoyed? Or if you learned that your dog, Mildred Pierce, was under a witch's or warlock's spell and was actually a human and you could remove that spell and turn your dog into a human being, would you? But the strangest pet I ever saw, I mean, I think it was one of the most glorious moments of Get Your Pets was when a woman showed me her tank of shrimp.
And
it was a sort of, they're her pets. It was the sort of thing where somewhere in the comments, someone mentioned shrimp. And I said, boy, I wish someone had some pet shrimp. And the next person I went to randomly had a tank full of decorative aquarium shrimp. And they were bright blue and beautiful. And I'm like, why do you have a tank full of shrimp? And she said, this is my business. Like, she herself is an aquarium person, right? She has other aquariums full of exotic fish and stuff. And aquarium people like to have shrimp in their aquaria because they add a little decorative texture. It's not swimming in the same way as everything else. And so she put it together. She's like, I'm gonna breed these decorative aquarium shrimp and sell them. And you know, her business is still going on. I mean, that's essential business right there.
Yeah, there you go. Oh my God, that's amazing. Decorative shrimp, I just don't even... It's hard to wrap my head around that one.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you are a dog person, as we know.
I am a dog person, though I also have a cat, remember?
Yeah, you go both ways. I'm a cat person who longs for a dog.
Are you thinking about getting a pandemic puppy?
What is a pandemic puppy?
It's when, I think, I mean, based on my friend Jillian from grad school, it's when you are working from home with your husband and he relentlessly asks you for a puppy until you cave and get a puppy.
Oh, right. From my point of view, this is the time to just lock it down, be calm, don't panic, don't make any rash decisions, don't get any puppies, help people if you can. If you're helping someone because they can't take care of their puppy because they're sick, that's a good pandemic puppy. But like,
that's
don't go buying a bunch of new track pants like I did the other day because I just didn't figure out what
really?
To do with my brain. Well, I two new pair because my only pair of track pants is worn out, and I realize mostly I'm just hanging around in athleisure now because there's no one to look good for. So I replaced my worn out pair of track pants, and then I got some more just for wearables.
Hang in there and take care and hug your loved ones.
You do all of those exact same things. Thanks, Brad.
All right.
That was the ever delightful non-celebrity John Hodgman. You can find Get Your Pets on Instagram Live most weekday afternoons. Just search for John Hodgman. All right, here's the part of the show where we hear from your pets. Pretty quiet crowd, huh? Just kidding. But we did hear from some of you telling us about your pets, and it is delightful.
Greetings, nerdettes. My name is Lauren Powers, and I live in Winter Garden, Florida.
Hey, Greta. This is Sonia, your cousin, calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hello, Nerdette listeners. It's co-host emeritus Trisha Bobita.
Hi, Nerdette. This is Laura in Washington. And like many four-year-olds, my son is very into doing things by himself right now. And he recently learned he can pick up our cat and move him places. And it's very exciting.
Letting you know that something pretty awesome happened this weekend, because I think we could all use a bit of awesome news. My awesome news is that I got a dog. Her name is Leslie Nope.
We have two fantastic rescue mutts. Rufus is a 4-year-old, 90-pound, gentle giant who doesn't believe in size restrictions for lap dogs.
I am finding comfort in spending time with my little kitty Lucy.
Gracie is a 2-year-old bundle of muscles and energy who enjoys long walks and wrestling with Rufus.
Leslie, would you like to say hello? Leslie. Can you hear her sniffing? She's not barking, which is good. She is shaking, though, if you heard that, because she's a good dog.
They both came from Pet Alliance of Greater Orlando, a shelter that made national news for sorting the animals according to Pogwarts houses, including Griffin Dog, Ravenpaw, Huffle Fluff, and Slobberin.
He often will pick up the poor unsuspecting cat and put him outside.
Gracie and Rufus are both Hufflefluffs.
That's what's getting us through the quarantine, he says, picking up the cat and putting him outside so that he's not too meowy.
But I'm also really enjoying seeing all the dogs out getting walked when I'm out and about walking around, and also seeing people's cats in their windows.
And I hope that you're all doing okay working from home, parenting from home, whatever you're doing from home. I hope you're home and safe.
Hope you're doing fine. Love the podcast.
Thanks for everything. And be well.
Thanks for doing the podcast. Love you.
The dogs of the world really are winning right now, right?
Trisha, you are absolutely correct. The dogs of the world are winning. Thank you also to Sonia. Love you too. It's nice to hear from the rest of you as well. Speaking of voicemails, remember earlier when I mentioned my grad school friend, Jillian? Well, you're in luck because she and her husband, John, left us this message.
I'm calling in today because I was finally able to trick my wife after 8 years of being together into getting a puppy during this shelter-in-place period.
A global pandemic.
Yeah, that's the reason why. But anyway, like, young Barry is a beautiful golden doodle. I can't say how much I love him. I think he is a complete and total weirdo. He is afraid of baby strollers, carts, and the red jump bikes. Cannot be near them at all.
He's a very strange boy, but we love him and we will probably keep him.
Thanks, you too. Hi, Barry. We want to keep hearing from you. So coming up soon, we're going to do a movies episode. We thought it would be fun to collect some listener recommendations. Just tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what movie you recommend, and of course, why you think it would be good to watch right now. Record yourself on your phone, then email the file to nerdatpodcast@gmail.com. This is so much more fun when we're all in it together from a distance. Am I right? One more thing in just a minute.
Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
Believe it or not, today is the last day of March. And I don't know about you, but time is moving so weirdly these days that I can't tell if I should be surprised that April is already almost here or astonished that it's still barely April. But what I will say about April, aside from it being the cruelest month, as T.S. Eliot says in The Wasteland, April is National Poetry Month, which I think means that now would be a great time to dust off some of your favorite poetry collections. You could read some Mary Oliver, or poet laureate Tracy K. Smith is pretty awesome, or Edna St. Vincent Millay, like whatever you dig, you know. Maybe you even want to go back to something really soothing from when you were a kid. I feel like now would be a great time to do that. For me, that is totally Shel Silverstein's Where the Sidewalk Ends. It came out in 1974, and it is such an amazing collection. Here is Shel himself reading a really good poem from that book. It's called The Mustn'ts.
Listen to the mustn'ts, child. Listen to the don'ts. Listen to the shouldn'ts, the impossibles, the won'ts. Listen to the never-haves. Then listen close to me. Anything can happen, child. Anything can be.
Anything can happen and anything can be. God damn it. All right, that's it for today. The show is produced by Justin Bull. Our executive producer is Brandon Banaszak. Take care, and we'll see you Friday for Book Club. Okay, bye.
Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to the Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.